While I was worshiping with you in this morning so far, it was so amazing. I don't know about you. I sensed the presence of the Holy Spirit. And then again and again, more and more, the power of the Holy Spirit and presence of the Holy Spirit is empowering me to be who I am and to be in this community. And I am so thrilled about it. And especially when I see the evidence of the work of the Holy Spirit every week, every day, every month, it thrills me more. I mean, more and more. How about you? Do you feel some thrills, some energy in here because of the work of the Holy Spirit? If you have not sensed it, if you have not seen it yet, today is the day I will show you how God works in this place. Just stay tuned. Here we go. Look at this. I do not have a space to do a little bit more, but this is the evidence. When I pull out this 1,000 pieces of puzzle in February, I thought that it might take at least 6 months, maybe 1 year, because I didn't know how it's going to work it out, but I feel like, let's try it. How we're going to be able to coordinate ourselves and work together without having any structure. And look, within a month, we finished this. Within a month. Have you seen people gather up in the narthex and working together, find the pieces, coordinate the colors and shape? That was the church, harmonious church. And then I titled this one is Noah's Ark. Everyone is necessary, complete the divine puzzle. I put it that way. This is not just a puzzle, but it's a divine puzzle. And sense the Holy Spirit in this picture, in this puzzle. And I do see the single, many, many fingerprints in here. Even me, I put that one finger in here. The last finger print put it in here is choir moms. Several children's choir moms, while they were waiting for their children to finish their choir practice, they gathered up there and finished it up. And one of this choir mom who worked on this puzzle is here. And she might not be part of the second service, so I would like to invite her to come forward to receive the prize for it, as I promised. Pam Miller, come out. Face to the congregation, you are the one of the example how we work together. Since we work on puzzle, I got the Jesus puzzle. Here we go. Keep working on it at home. Bring Jesus to your home. Thank you so much. This is the work of the Holy Spirit. One piece at a time, one step at a time, we work towards the perfection to finish the God's divine puzzle. Sometimes we feel that my portion of the contribution to the God's grandeur puzzle is not worth it, but it is worth it. As we experience, I'm not so sure you heard this story or not, one of the youth accidentally put one piece in his pocket. And then after the choir mom finished it, all of it, and they were looking for this last puzzle. They were so frustrated. Even one of the choir mom took a picture of it and put it on my Facebook. Suddenly, something is missing in the center of the picture. Somehow, this youth took the centerpiece of it. And choir mom thought that maybe there is some significance. Suddenly tried to give it a out and pull out the centerpiece of the puzzle. But it was not even in my intention at all. Accidentally, this youth put it in an, it was some intention in his pocket. Ended up the puzzle piece in right in his pocket. But accidentally, he forgot to bring it. And I remind him to bring it before we finish getting into the last piece. And then he forgot. Thankfully, his mom did not wash his pants. And so he was still in a shape. So he brought it. And we finished it. I put the last piece in there. Look, that is the work of the Holy Spirit, don't you think? Don't you think? Every single one of us work here together. And this is just a symbol of the work of the Holy Spirit, or the evidence of the work of the Holy Spirit in here. I don't know about you. By looking at this puzzle, I got so excited. More and more, yes, God is at work. By looking at that, the small group ministry in this place, I got excited more and more. And worshiping the community, I got excited more and more. I don't know about you. I am. If you are like me, say amen.
Amen.
Please open your Bible. Here is excitement again. During this Lenten season, we talk about purpose-driven life. And in the first Sunday of the Lent, you know, we talked about what is our purpose. In the second Sunday, we talked about first purpose is worship, which was the last Sunday we talked about it. But in order to get into the purpose-driven towards the worship, we needed to engage the conversation with God. And stay with God, regardless we understand God and what is happening around us and why and how. We just hold on to God and just faithfully hold on to God, cling to God. And then at the end, we will have aha moments to engage the worship conversation, to glorify God and worship God. But until that moment comes, you and I continuously wrestle with God. Why these things that happen? Why good things that happen to the bad people? Why bad things that happen to the good people? We are wondering, why my good people are so struggling with their lives? Why? We have no idea. But we one thing for sure, we knew that, and we know that, and we will know continuously that we are not alone. God never gave up on us. And because of the consistency in loving from God's portion, we were able to continue our relationship and talk. And today, we are getting into the second purpose of our life, fellowship. Getting into the God's family. What is a fellowship? People said, good morning is a fellowship. How are you is a fellowship. After church, having a coffee talk in the fellowship hall for the fellowship saying, is a fellowship. Is that right? Is it called a fellowship? While we are walking on the street, is it, we can say hello to our people out there, right? Stranger. Is it called a fellowship? Depends. How you defined this hello moment. Some people never been talked to anyone on the street. If that person hear you saying hello, probably that moment his life might be turned because of the love you put into that statement, hello. Love is the essence of building fellowship or having fellowship in here. Here, 1 John chapter 4, today's passage, it talks about loving fellowship. And also the insert that you put it, you see in the worship bulletin, it gives you the outline or the elements of the fellowship or the essence of the fellowship. And let's put it these two things in your hand and we're going to read it first. According to the recording, the book we are reading, and he pointed out the five building blocks for fellowship, loving relationship. In order to build a loving relationship, I'm referring to this handout right now. In order to build a fellowship, we needed to have a five elements. The first is, what is it? Authenticity. It is dropping our mask and being sincere as God's word exposes to us. for what we really are. If you, I translate this language into the Sunday's very plain language, be yourself. Don't pretend. Be yourself. In order to have an authentic, godly relationship or fellowship, you need to be who you are. I need to be who I am. First time I become an ordained minister, I didn't know how to be a minister or how to be an ordained minister. First of all, I had a hard time finding the right size of the robe, pastor's robe, because my size is too small for the stereotypes of the ministers. So I needed to customize it, all of it. And thankfully, and I have a skill to design it my own robe and give it to the tailor to place, and then design it for myself because there is no such a thing to fit into me. And then later on, I found that in one of the Christian store, they can measure my body and customize the robe for me, which is great. But it was not my style. And I would like to have my style. And then also, stereotypes of the minister, they have a thick voice, a godly voice, you know that? I do not have it, you know that, right? Whenever I get excited, and my voice is getting higher and higher and higher, that's what I'm singing in the first soprano in the choir. I do not fit into that category. And then I was struggling. How am I going to be fitting to the God's family as a leader of the church, as a pastor of the church? I struggled for a while. And then whenever I try to be part of or fit into the stereotypes of the minister in the church, I feel like I'm wearing my father's gown. And it's just dragging in, and I feel like, it's not me. It's not me. And then later on, I decide, well, this is a once in a lifetime, unlike I have a work in here. I'm not gonna pretend. I'm just gonna be who I am. So I decided to be who I am, and that frees me up. They really helped me to build a relationship with my beloved people in the church, in the community, more authentic way, because I was who I was, and I am who I am. And you guys realize that I am Sunny, right? I'm different. I am not fitting to the ministers you experience in this congregation. But you all accept me who I am. I can be goofing around in here and there. You said, oh, that's the Sunny. You know, they accepted me who I am. That is the great beginning. Be yourself. Know yourself. And the second element that they talk about is what? What is that? We are all different and may disagree, but believers should not be disagreeable. When we have 100 people in the building, we have 100 opinion. And then if we just push without listening, we are not going to go anywhere. And then this one said, you can have a disagreement, but do not be disagreeable, which means open up yourself that you can be wrong also, like you can see other people are wrong. We can be wrong. And the third element that Rick Warren mentioned is, if one person falls, the other can reach out and help. As we provide a mutual encouragement in honor and accountability. Those are needed, the elements in building relationship and fellowship and God's family. Fourth element that Rick Warren mentioned is, the early first century church met in a small group in homes and for communion and share their meals with a great joy. Hospitality. When we build a relationship with the God's family, hospitality needed to be there. And the fifth one is, be of one mind, unity in thought and purpose. Unity does not mean it's uniformity. Unity means honoring where we are in a different opinion, but accept and harmonize like a puzzle pieces we saw earlier or throughout the last month. Every piece is a little bit different. The color is different. Shape is different. But we unified it into the one and create a grander picture of it. If you pay attention to it, there is a frog stew. Do you know that? Right over here. And they said, wow, I didn't know that when I bought this puzzle. They said, oh my God, God loves me. That's how I felt. It reminds me of that. Fully rely on God wherever I go, wherever we are. We need to fully rely on God. Just having this element itself created some fellowship. Am I correct? But true Christian fellowship cannot be built on these five elements only. The true fellowship, true God's family, true family of God in church, at home, and wherever you are, needed to be based on today's passage we just read, 1 John chapter 4. It talks about the four elements in bottom line. I'm just going to summarize it in here. The love. It is the essence of it. But without love, we cannot be in fellowship, in relationship with others. If you allow me to elaborate of the step-by-step building family, first step, well, it can be a different sequence order too because of the different reason. First one, what it can be? Love. Whenever, I'm just going to move your brain in here. You need to think with me. Whenever you are dating with someone, for you married or still you are dating some people, think about it. How do you get into the relationship with this the person of significance? Interest. You committed to love, right? That is called the friendship. You needed to commit it to love, and you express your interest in someone next to you. That is love, committed to love. You come to church, you committed to love, right? That is called friendship. We start our relationship with a friendship. When you are in a loving relationship and the commitment is getting deeper, what happened? You're getting to marriage, right? You get married. Make it a commitment. Commitments to love and commitments to what? Belonging to each other. Marriage is all about the commitments to belong. The membership of the church, it is about belongs. You are committed to belong to this church. When we born into the one family, in your family, we did not have a choice. We just, by grace of God, belong to one family. We did not choose, right? But it's you and I, been chosen by God to be part of that family. I did not choose my own family. I did not choose my mom and dad. I did not pick, this person can be my mom. I screen it out. You are qualified to be my mom. So I born into her womb. And I'm born into her family. Have I tried? Have I did that? No. God is one. And probably you think that you chose this church to be part of this community. Maybe, maybe not. But truly, God is the one who moved your heart to see the love. And then after we have a friendship and a commitment to love, and then we are getting into the commitments to members that belong to each other. And then after that, we committed to serve, partnership. Some people in the family, they do not willing to share the load of the household. And when I married to Song and moving in here, yes, we committed to love, which is a fellowship. And then friendship, we belong to that. And then yes, through the marriage, we committed to belong to each other. But by moving here, living with the son 24/7, build work on the partnership was a little bit of a challenge. Who's gonna do what? And he's the youngest one in his family. I am the youngest one in my family. Two babies got together. who used to be fed and served by others. What happened? Guess what? I do not need to elaborate, right? And it was an interesting challenge for us. We never thought that it's going to be that way. And my excuse for him is, you are older than me. Be a big brother. He tried, but by nature, he brought up as a baby in his family to be pampered by his parents all the time. I was kind of like that too. And who's going to do what? But thankfully, I do not have a patient. I have to do it. I'm a kind of an urgent person. He's a kind of sit back and lay back person. He said, oh, don't worry, Sonny, I will do it. It's sharing the partnership there, right? We committed to serve each other, but the pace of serving each other was so different. And it was hard. Last year, not just because of weather, I had a tough time. This sharing partnership was the challenge for in the house. And how about you? In your house, your kid, when they are in the house, you do a lot of things for them. When they grow up, high school and college, do you still do everything for them or encourage them to be a contributor to the house burdens or the work in the house? In church, some people are members to this church for a long time. They are being served, like Song and I, being served by our parents all the time. What happened later on? Their gifts never been utilized. Being member to church means, as you are growing, as I am growing, we need to get into the partnership, committed to serve each other. And then after we go serve each other, we are getting into the kinship, godly devotion. If something happened to you, I will cover your back. I will be with you thick and thin. That kind of a kinship is the fruit of the fellowship. We are geared towards that direction. While we are walking towards that fruit, bear the fruit of the fellowship, we are harmonizing the four different parts in the church. Membership, which is committed to belong. And friendship, committed to love, which is the entrance level of the fellowship. And then a partnership to share the workload as we are sharing the resource truly of salvation in here. And the fourth level is kinship. I will be on your side like a God is on our side by giving up His only begotten Son. These four parts in harmony. Singing is called church. When we say that I will go to church, it is a wrong statement. The church is not a place. Church is the loving relationship. You belong to. I belong to church, which means I belong to God's family. I belong to God's family does not mean it's this church only our redeemers. This is the institutionalized church, which is a loving fellowship. At your home, whether your husband and wife, your grandmother and father, and whoever is in there, in children, that is a godly family because each one of us are the church. For giving you an example how we harmonize these four parts of the church or the relationship, I would like to encourage you to use your singing voice. If you do not have a singing voice, try your best to make a joyful noise in harmony. And I would like to ask Ron to help me out on this. And when the first entry level of a fellowship is?
Membership.
First entry level is friendship. Friends, you need to commit it to love. committed to love is the baseline, the very low pitch of our singing. Can you give us a...
Glorify.
Can you say it?
Glorify.
That is entry level of a fellowship or the God's family. Now, whenever I say the God's family, it's not just about our Redeemer's United Methodist Church. Wherever you go, wherever you get together in God's name, that is God's family should be because of the loving relationship. So the entry level of our fellowship, where God's family is, friendship, committed to love, which is glorify. Remember that tone if you can. And a choir, I need your help still, because Sounds of Grace, you need to help us out. So second level of our loving relationship, God's family, where fellowship is a membership. You belong to the loving fellowship, which is called membership. You marry to someone. You know, you marry to the church, but become a member. We committed to belong. And then in the 21st century, we are very skeptical about belonging to someone. But it's a young generation. They are hunger to belong to something. We are presenting God's family for them to belong to, which is a second level of it. And a second note is,
glorify.
Can you do it?
Glorify.
That is a membership. Glorify. And then the third one is the what is called? Do you remember? Think through. Sharing the workload in the house. What is called? The partnership. Committed to serve. That is a little bit difficult, but it's, we needed to get in there. Share the share the workload, the committed to serve, partnership, third the pitch.
Glorify.
That is a third level of the fellowship. If we work harder more and it's just getting enjoyed, we are getting into fourth level of the harmony, which is
glorify.
If we sing this four harmony together,
glorify.
Isn't it amazing? That is called church. You sing your notes wherever you are, but it's, you need to move around and make sure that you are hitting the right pitch. Are you in the membership level, or the friendship level, or partnership, or kinship? You need to define. We all have all four weaving into us, within us too. We need to keep reminding ourselves to harmonize this four way of the building relationship, God's family. Let's hear one more time, and then probably they can finish the songs for us, right? Let's hear if you can sing with them.
Glorify thy name.
Carry this tune with you in this moment.